Hey, babies. Welcome to the Dr. Beauty Podcast hosted by me, Dr. Anna Guanche. I'm so excited you're here. We plan to educate, inspire, and entertain you. This podcast is not just about beauty. It's about lifestyle, inspiration, life hacks, and of course, beauty. Babies, I am so excited. I'm fangirling. Raul Rai is here and he is a TikTok star. He's one of my idols and I watch his TikToks every single day for the last year and I cannot believe I'm literally in his presence right now. This is the coolest. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. This is my first in-house, legit professional podcast interview. So this is exciting.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're excited to be here. I'm so excited to have you. So what got you into TikTok? What was the thing that made you decide to start making them?
Yeah, it was by accident. A lot of the great things that have ever happened in my life have been happy accidents. So I had a buddy of mine who was like, you should, this was like 2019. He was like, you should post some of your dance content on TikTok. And I was like, what the fuck is TikTok? I don't know what TikTok is. I hate social media. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense to me.
You hated social media?
Well, I was in a sort of this weird phase of, I have a lot of judgment about it, but it's not going away. And then I'm an actor and it's like, okay, everybody's using it and all these people are zooming by me. And I'm like, well, no, okay.
I get you.
So then I started dabbling in it October, like 2019. And then I started getting hooked and addicted and then started consuming. And then, content, not alcohol or narcotics.
He got hooked and addicted and started consuming TikTok.
Yes, TikTok.
I can relate to this.
Yes.
100%.
And then it just kind of like, I was just like, there's nothing else for me to do now because the pandemic took over, self-quarantine. Mm-hmm, so 2020 was just the year of just creating, just not to go insane.
I had a TikTok for a while and I looked at it occasionally, but then I started looking at it more often. And then when I would go back to Instagram, which I'm big on Instagram, as far as how much time I would spend there first, I would go back and be like, God, this is so boring. TikTok is so much more creative and fun. And
it's interactive. It's like me and you can work together.
Yeah.
I can use your sound. You can use my sound. Yeah. We can duet. And then it creates like a very communal creative experience, which I don't think at that time, at least, no other platform was really doing. Like Instagram wasn't doing this before Reels. YouTube wasn't doing before Shorts. So like TikTok has really changed the game in terms of a communal creative experience.
Definitely. And then the comments can be brutal. But then also, I mean, you can have some like really mean detractors. Like you can have people that like kill you and destroy you. But then you can have other people who are so loyal.
Yeah.
And every time somebody says something to you, they come and fight for your defense. And it's like really cool.
But you know, there are like creators out there that actually use the negativity to then create videos to then shoot up.
Yeah.
And that's the amazing thing because it just allows you to start creating videos off of what people are saying.
So for those of you who aren't familiar with TikTok, first of all, you need to get on there. And second of all, what happens is people make a mean comment about you and you can take that comment and reply to it with a video.
Yeah.
So like if somebody says like, God.
Yeah, no, like I know creators that just do that and then they blow up and it just becomes part of their new thing now.
And it's great because you're basically telling trolls to F off because
yes.
you're using their content just to launch you even higher. So
everything is usable as content, which is actually really lovely.
And do you find yourself like everything you look at, every song you hear, everything is a possible TikTok
like
scenario?
I'm probably going to make a TikTok off of this conversation at some point, somehow, some way, something.
By the way, we are making a TikTok later.
Yes,
me and Raul Rai.
Yes.
Who also, by the way, is an actor.
Yeah, that also was a happy accident as well. That happened like at 18, I think. That's when the bug bit me. I'm also a dancer. So I was a part of a dance troupe and we were dancing. A director saw me. He was like, do you want to like audition for this part in a film? This was 18. And then it was like a romantic comedy. And then it like actually got made. And then I was like, this is what I want to do for like the rest of my life. And then the next 10 years were absolute horrible. Just nothing happening, which is part of the journey.
What was the movie?
It's called When Harry Tries to Marry. It's on Amazon Prime.
When Harry tries to marry, it's I'm checking it comedy. Out immediately, if not sooner.
Oh my God. I'm starting to build up sweat right now.
I'm obsessed.
Embarrassed.
Oh, that? Why? What did you play? Were you the male lead?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you have to kiss someone?
Yeah. It was like my first time ever on camera. First time ever acting.
Yeah.
So I have no actual reference training, blah, blah, blah. For any of this. I have no understanding of lines. I have no understanding of marks. I have no understanding of being on set. I have no understanding of people like watching and then judging. Yeah. And then I always thought like you make a movie and then it comes out. It doesn't happen.
It's just linear. You just
no,
do it
yeah,
and it happens.
Or like this is how. It was also a really great kind of production, kind of like this. It was like legit. It was done by professionals. There was money mm-hmm. behind it, and it's just like that's not how it works. That's not how the real world kind of works all the time. And so that was like a very interesting experience for me because I guess I was spoiled, but it was also life changing. And it's all been worth it.
What do you mean by spoiled?
Because there's like food. There's like people coming to do your makeup. There's like people to like, hey, okay, let's drive you back home. Uh-huh. There's like a set time. It's very professionally done, which is not how, you know.
The real world works. Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting because I was listening to a podcast. And, you know, there's a woman who, I don't know if I should say her name, but she decided not to act anymore. And she said she was tired of being infantilized. And she said, what happens is everybody tells you where to be next, what to do next. They give you food. They take you here. They take you there. You become almost like
you're kind of like a prop.
In control of your own. You what?
You're like a prop.
You're like a prop. And they're just propping you up and you know, putting you where you need to be at whatever time, and you stop even having any control over your own life.
I guess if you become like a huge, if you become like a huge star like that, I guess I don't really know. Thankfully, I'm very self-directed. I can still do what I want when I want, kind of.
Well, he's a big star to me.
That's the beauty.
And
of,
to all his 350 million TikTok followers.
Well, I wish I had 350 million.
You do.
I have 3.5. Million.
He only has 3.5 million.
I wish I had.
This podcast
million.
Is over.
I wish I was a big enough star like that. That would
350
be great.
Million. I was thinking in my
I'm
head.
Not
3.5
I'm not the Rock
million.
Just yet. Oh, or
but
Kylie
he's
Jenner.
Still awesome and funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I love your.
Oh,
TikToks.
Thanks.
You always talk about being an introvert on your TikToks. Are you an introvert? Actually,
yes, I am.
Like in real life.
Yeah, but I've come to realize that introversion is actually like more about how you conserve energy and how you recharge. So for me, it's like I like solitude.
Oh.
I like being, I can do a lot. I can be alone for a very long time.
Yeah, so I notice a lot of your TikToks are you're just by yourself.
Yeah, I have not changed my setting whatsoever.
No. And I think that's what people are like, this is consistent. They
it's
get
so
what
funny.
They wanted.
People know my apartment now because it's just that one room.
And how you
teach
people how to put drawers in, like put
the
drawer in all the way, which is my personal
Which I didn't know was a thing. I didn't know women hated that.
We hate it.
I also didn't know gray sweatpants was a thing.
I learned that on TikTok. Gray sweatpants, you guys, is a big thing, apparently.
Yeah,
Not that I was looking, but I found out, you know, the grapevine of TikTok that gray sweatpants are very sexy, apparently.
No, I didn't know that.
That's like.
Do you find it sexy?
It depends on what it looks like on the guy.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
I don't.
Like what they're packing?
Okay. I guess. I just never knew that was like, is that like the, I think most guys like yoga pants. Like
exactly.
Is that like the yoga pants?
Either
for
yoga pants or bikini or like whatever it is that guys like to see girls in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay. But, good to know.
So where'd you grow up?
That's a great segue. I love that.
I have no segue for that. I just want to know because there was a low in conversation.
That's lovely. Gray sweatpants is where I grew up. I love it.
No, okay, gray sweatpants.
No.
What else do you want to say about them?
I grew up in Long Island. I'm one of three children.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Oh, you were in the accident?
Yeah.
Are
I was
you the baby?
I like to say I was a mistake just as a little icebreaker, but I was.
Why you spoiled.
Yeah, yeah. I, kind of, sort of.
I think so,
a little bit. My sister's like 15 years older than me. My brother's 11 years older than me.
Oh, jeez.
So there's a bit of
a baby baby.
There's like a baby baby. There's like a generational.
He never washed a dish. He never put
I did. I helped my mom set up the kitchen. I did a lot of cooking.
What?
Yeah, I never did my own laundry. I never made my own bed. But now I do.
But now you do, yeah. Well, are you single? No, I'm just kidding. I can't that.
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. That's I see all these TikToks, and you never know how much of the TikTok is actually true.
I know.
Or how much of it is.
I've created this persona. I think it's going to, I think I'm digging my own grave of this really romantic guy that knows exactly what he's doing.
Or knows what women like.
Yeah, and then in real life, you're like. I don't know the first thing. I got no lines. I got no moves. It's just content.
So if she wants to, like, you know, think highly of you, she just has to see.
Yeah, just watch my content. Don't talk to me in person. Or give me rum, whatever, whichever one.
Or rum.
Yeah, you give me rum.
You loosen up. We should have brought some rum. I'm gonna get a bar cart. Okay, so you guys, I just expanded into this additional suite here to do this podcast. If we had my bar cart already, I could give you a sip of rum.
No, so if I don't day drink.
Oh, you don't day drink.
No, I can't.
Even when you're on a podcast.
I think it's very dangerous.
I don't day drink either. I actually don't drink much at all.
What's your
Red Bull?
Oh, nice. Nice.
Because I have no tolerance for alcohol. If I drink like half a glass.
Well, there's no calories in vodka Red Bull.
That's true.
That's very smart.
Especially sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
But basically what happens is I get really sleepy right away, so I have to have some kind of stimulant. So I drink Red Bull vodka.
Are you a coffee person?
Yeah.
Nice. I never got into coffee.
Coffee every day. Every single day.
Black coffee? Iced coffee?
No.
With cream? Sugar? Brown sugar?
Cream and no sugar.
Got it.
Because I'm low carb.
Very smart.
Low carb.
How do you do that?
Low carb. No bread.
No bread?
No carbs. No sugar. No cookies. Well, except when I'm once in a while on the weekend.
No pasta? No pizza?
No pizza. Except I eat the top of the pizza.
Yeah, pizza's too good.
Too good.
I'm from New York, so pizza's everything for me.
Ah, I thought you said Long Island.
Long Island is New York.
It's not the same.
It is. I mean, well, yes, it is. But not like, if you're thinking about, like, you're probably thinking about the city.
I'm thinking the city of New York City.
Yeah, I'm not from New York City.
I'm thinking Rockefeller Square.
Oh, no.
Like, you know.
No,
beautiful, ice skating at Christmas time.
No, like, I'm from suburbia.
Saks Fifth Avenue, seven floors of shoes.
Nice.
Stuff like that.
No, that's not where I grew up.
Like, I'm thinking Tavern on the Green and.
Oh, nice. Like, this is like a Sex and the City episode.
I just love it. I love New York City. I love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know about Long Island. I don't know.
Yep, screw Long Island. Long Island sucks.
Long Island. How come you say it normally?
Yeah, I've been told that as well. I don't have an accent. Except maybe when I say water.
Bring it out. Do you know how to do it if you wanted to? Water.
I have no idea. I actually don't even know.
You're not an accent person.
No, not really. If you put me on the spot, I have no idea how to do an accent. Like a Long Island accent. Like if I say Long Island, that's probably as Long Island as I get.
That doesn't sound like Long Island at all. Long Island. Or I can't do it, but you should be able to do it. I'm from Long Island. Hey.
Hey. No, forget about it.
Hey, forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. Forget about it is just a great word.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I got to watch more De Niro and Pacino.
Yeah.
That's my homework for today.
Listen, I will tell you exactly what to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know,
what should I do?
Do you want it daily or you want it weekly? Or you
let's do a monthly. Something that I can maybe handle. Let's get into it slowly.
I'll give you a monthly legend of.
Just give me carbs and I'll do everything
else.
No
carbs, though. No,
I can't
carbs.
Do that.
Well, you're looking fine. You don't need to be on low carb.
It's not
going
to work. Sorry.
Low carb is good for your skin, though.
Is it?
It really is.
I don't care about my skin. Oh, did I just say something blasphemous? Oh, that's right. I'm talking. No, I'm just joking.
He just said he doesn't care about his skin to a dermatologist.
Just joking. Just give me a shovel.
He's not joking either. I think he's serious.
I hate my skin. What do you think? I'm just going to go down this path now.
I want to ask you something I ask all my guests.
Okay.
What is your definition of beauty?
Oh, that's really interesting. I think aesthetics aside, I think anybody that has an intense amount of humility and discipline is very I think that's very sexy. I think that's very hard to find. I think real discipline, real humility, people who are self-aware that know where they're sort of maybe lacking in skills, or maybe they have certain tendencies that they need to get rid of, certain habits they need to get rid of, certain people they need to get rid of, and then the discipline to then just do it, I think that's hard to find.
Love it. That's very deep.
Yeah.
It's not that superficial type of beauty.
Oh, no. No. That's I love, like, all that stuff. That's fine. But if we're talking about, like, the total package, yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
I love it. And then my other question is, who inspires you? Or do you have a mentor? Do you have someone that you think of that when you're in the middle of a challenge or something that comes to mind, or someone that inspires you?
Probably.
Could be real or imagined. Or,
yeah, yeah. I would say in terms of like real people that I know, I think my parents for sure, my dad for sure. I study a lot of people, so I'm very I really love entrepreneurs. I really love athletes. I think they have to deal with the real world in a much more visceral way than most people, because they're taking ultimate risk and their shelf life is not very high all the time. But so they have to compress, again, all that discipline and humility into a very short amount of time in order to accomplish what they've probably dreamt about as a kid.
Mm. So you're talking mostly about athletes because they have such a short career span.
Yeah, and I think they have to evolve at such a quick rate, and they have to make sacrifices at such a high level that I think if you're an actor, as I am, you can learn a lot from people like that.
True. None of that instant gratification stuff.
No, you got to work for it. Intense amount of focus, intense amount of work ethic.
And we said earlier, we were talking about what you attribute your TikTok fame to, and you were talking about consistency and productivity and all that, right? So
yeah, I mean, here's the great illusion, I think, is a lot of people think I'm talented. Because I see it, what I do day to day, I just know for a fact I'm not. I'm just obsessive about the things that I care about. Not about everything, but just the things that I care about, I'll work.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I would have to say that that makes sense to me because, you know, how people say it's 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even believe in inspiration. I think that's why discipline is so attractive to me and so important, because it goes beyond your feelings.
But, you know, you have to have that inspiration and that creativity something together or have that spark or be open to it.
Yeah.
And then you put the discipline behind it of, you know, there might be days you didn't feel like doing it or
you do it anyway.
Exactly. You do it anyway and you post it anyway.
Yep.
And that inspires me. That's inspiring to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody thinks that they're just going to do things on the day when they feel like it, or today I'm feeling good, I'm going to do it. And, you know, in my field, people ask me about, you know, becoming a doctor, starting your own practice, doing whatever some of the things I do. And I go, put your head down and your helmet on.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care what you feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Some days
you
don't feel that great.
Dude, I did not want to wake up today. You know what I mean?
Even like, for us?
No, but it's not even that, of course. But like, it's that idea of like...
Motivation.
Yeah, it's just, it's interesting. Like, inspiration is beautiful. The most beautiful place to work from is when you're inspired, like in a good mood, and you have a great idea. Fortunately, that's just not the day-to-day. You're lacking one or two or maybe even all three. And that's why I think discipline is like, again, athletes, entrepreneurs, like entrepreneurs, like discipline.
And it's so true. And you know, I grew up with a very strict dad.
Yeah, same.
Very
kind of, sort of.
Yeah, and discipline was the word.
It was the word of the house.
Brought up all the time, and I hated it. I said, "I'm never going to say that word." And guess what?
Yeah.
I hope you didn't hear this. But anyway.
No, I get it.
Now I bring it up. Like I'm like, you got to have discipline. Or sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes it's not even discipline. It's just like, I don't care what you think, Anna. And I put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
What's the next thing I have to do to get ready for my day? Like, I got up from under a rock. Put your next thing of makeup on. Put your next thing in. Yeah. Take your vitamin.
Do you have a morning routine?
Yes.
Nice.
I do. I have a like meditation mantra.
Oh yeah.
I have my 17 seconds of positivity before I get out of bed.
Oh yeah.
And then, of course, you know, every day I get up actually really early, but I'm never on time to work. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I get up really early and I do. I have three dogs.
Nice.
Hang out with the dogs after the that and then get ready, whatever. Makeup takes forever. And then and then I come to work. But then at night I meditate again. Because nice. I feel like meditation has changed my life for the better in a way that I could never possibly explain.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets your mind going in the right direction and sets the tone for your whole day.
Do you do like guided stuff?
I do guided meditation on the weekends. I have more time. So I'll do the audio on YouTube and listen to guided meditation. That really is amazing. It really changes your mood. But I don't, I only have like, I give myself like 10 minutes in the morning and at night. So I have memorized like mantras.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just say the mantras and then I try to, I do all kind of weird stuff.
No, that's
but anyway,
that's great.
Like, it's not weird anymore. Everybody does it, I guess. No. But I always feel like a little bit weird about talking
it's
about
like
it.
It's like your, it's, what do they call it? It's like your foundation. It's like it sets the tone.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I went into medicine. I didn't think anything was, I didn't believe any of that stuff. Energy.
In medicine? Oh, energy.
I was in school for science. Yeah. I wanted to know the facts. I was learning physics. I was learning science. And I didn't care about.
Yeah.
And I was like, who are these weirdo people talking about this and that? Like, I thought they were just off. And then I started noticing, like, my first and second year in practice that there's an energy in every room. It's not just seeing a patient. It's an energy exchange. Each room I go into, it's a different feeling. It's a different communication. It's not about the words you said. It's about some other sort of exchange.
Yeah.
So I started realizing that I come out of some rooms energized, some neutral, and some just like flat.
Yes.
Right? And so then I started understanding a little bit more about the esoteric, and I've gone a little bit deeper into that. And obviously, there's more than we've identified scientifically.
Sure.
There's more to this than meets the eye. So much more esoteric than when I started out. But
do you read philosophy?
Yeah.
What kind of philosophy do you like?
Why is he interviewing me?
Do you like Eastern philosophy?
I'm interviewing you.
I know, but this is a conversation. It's a podcast. Right? Yeah.
What I read is usually related to Masons. I don't know why, but
I don't know anything
like
about
maybe
them.
7 or 8 years ago, I started reading about Freemasons, and because there's so many in history, Benjamin Franklin and
got it.
Mark Twain, and like almost everyone whose writings we hold up as classics or Masons or Freemasons. So I started delving into who is a Mason, what did they create, what did they invent, you know, and all that stuff. So I guess it's not as much philosophy, but more I read about inventors. I love to read about inventors. I think they're fascinating. And I love to understand why and how they were inspired.
Nice.
And it turns out I was in the Yale Library and they were talking about Newton.
Isaac Newton.
Yes. His text was in the library and I actually got to touch it before they caught me. I mean, they handed it to me and I was looking in this book that was actually an original and I wasn't supposed to be touching it until some docent or somebody was like, you know, like that. But like for a few minutes, I'm looking through this book. It turns out he wrote this book and they only published the scientific part. They didn't publish all the rest
philosophy.
Of what he wrote.
Got it.
Was mantras.
Interesting.
He repeatedly wrote and wrote and wrote mantras. And that's how he got his mind in order for him to receive sort of the inspiration for his formulas.
Right.
But they thought, oh, this is nothing. And we have disregarded sort of meditation and mantras for all of these years in science. And we're just starting to discover how the two are connected, you know, science and the esoteric, you know. But anyway, I'm off on my tangent.
This is what I like to do. I like to turn the tables.
See, he's turning the tables on me. What is your favorite inspirational quote?
I think the Be Water speech by Bruce Lee is beautiful.
Be water.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup. it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
I went into like this huge Bruce Lee phase in my life like a couple of years ago. And then I found he invented his own sort of martial art called Jeet Kune Do, which is the way of the intercepting fist. His whole philosophy is so fascinating. He was so ahead of his time in terms of his body, in terms of his mind. Mm-hmm. He's a great philosopher. And I studied his there's a teacher out in L.A. that teaches Jeet Kune Do. And like water is this recurring theme of water is a beautiful substance because it can fill any space without ego. It can go into any crack without ego. Mm-hmm.
It has no resistance.
Right. But it can crash. So it's a very powerful force that can completely mm-hmm. destroy you. Mm-hmm. And it's a very soft, it's a very soft and malleable force that can absorb almost anything. So you have to be able to flow between those two states, I think, especially in the martial art, for sure. Because there's times to be really, really soft and gentle, and there's times to really just strike without mercy. And water can do both those things, which is a great life philosophy, I think.
I know. That reminds me of a quote that I said a while ago. It says, very few have mastered the art of being strong and soft at the same time.
Yeah.
You need to be both, or at different times. You know, you need to bring out that different aspect of your character.
And like, we talk about in terms of, like, masculine and feminine energy, right? So, like, I think going back to your earlier question of beauty, is anybody that can encompass both together. Mm-hmm. You see a man that's super masculine but can also be very feminine, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. That's very – you see a woman that can do the same thing, or you see anybody that can play between
– channel both sides.
Yeah, and be fluid in that gray area together. I think it's hard to meet people like that. I think when you do meet people like that
– That's the
spark. Right. Do we spin the
same
wheel
thing,
now?
Though. You want to spin the wheel?
Is that the segment that we're on?
I want you to land on. Can you spin the wheel?
Yeah,
I'm not being very flowy, but I want you to spin it to the exact one that I want you to.
Free association? There you go. See? Sometimes you just got to flow, bro.
You guys, oh my God. I told him I hope he gets free association and he freaking lands. He just spun the wheel and landed on free association.
Eastern.
Unbelievable. I am blown away.
That's Eastern philosophy for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay, so my first free association word. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Twerk.
Twerk. Dance.
Gyrate.
Ooh, lovely. That's
liquid.
Liquid water.
Moist.
Ooh. Cantaloupes. The double entendre.
Okay, jiggle.
Boobs.
Oh no.
This is very sexual.
Why did you
maybe just my mind.
These words like cream? Cream is next.
Cream? Milk.
Thank you for bringing us back to the clean section.
Yeah. Let's take it.
Okay. Pus.
Pimples. Mm. Oh. Anybody that watches acne videos, you. That's gross.
You know who's going to be on my show in the next couple weeks?
Who?
Sandra Lee, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, no.
She's already scheduled.
That is lovely.
Okay. Infundibulum.
Medicine.
Is
that a medical term?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It's like the opening of something, the infundibulum.
Like a pimple?
Like a vortex.
vortex space. Final frontier.
Trench.
The sea, like the Marianas Trench.
Crystal.
Oh, like a really good looking, beautiful Hispanic woman. With like nails, you know what I mean?
What color nails?
Pink is nice. Pink is classic.
Bodacious.
Ooh, Beyonce.
There you go. Malarkey.
Oh, like a old white man. He would say that.
You're supposed to say one word.
Oh, I am?
But I'm having fun anyway. Okay. So go ahead. Do what you want.
That's how my brain works.
Iambic pentameter.
Oh. I know what that means. Iambic pentameter. Oh, that's Shakespeare. There we go.
It's a way of writing poems, I guess.
Yes. Right? Yeah, it's a good, like disease.
Eggplant.
Just gonna give you a look. Emoji. Just gonna give you a look. Gray sweatpants.
Eggplant emoji.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Perfect. Is there anything you would like to tell us about your future projects? Is there anything that you would love for our audience to hear about you, where to find you, you're up to?
It's really just the same. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Content, content, content.
The real Raul Rai. So you guys should follow him. It's the same name on everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Can't miss me.
He's hilarious. Oh, my God. And I watch him every single day. Oh, my God. And I love it when you put the towel on your head and you're the woman.
Yeah. That was inspired by the Kardashians.
Oh, it was?
I was doing a Kardashian lip sync and I thought, you know what's missing? Them coming out of the shower, like after doing all their stuff and then like drying their hair. And then I put towels on my head and that's where it all began. It's a weird thing.
I know. I've been following you for about a year, and I seem to recall you wearing a towel on your head and some long plastic nails. Oh, Q-tips.
Oh, yeah, Q-tips.
Some Q-tips.
Yeah, oh, I got to bring that back. Yeah, yeah,
that is one of the best ones still. Was that like a Cardi B sound?
That was a Cardi B sound.
Do you have trouble remembering?
My parents paid my full tuition for college. I just want that to be known on record.
What did you go to school for?
I studied economics.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Are they pretty mad about your TikTok fame?
This is where my life has ended up. No, they're not. Actually, you know, it's so funny because like they were always behind my back or had my back rather about creativity. And they actually really encouraged me to go down the artistic field. They wanted me to do plays in high school.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was a dancer and all that. And like it kind of lent itself to that. And I was like way too scared. I did the opposite. I was like, I got to be more practical. I got to go into dentistry.
Dentistry? And that's then what happened?
That's what I thought I was going to do. And they were like, don't you want to try acting? Or da-da-da. And then I did a film, that film, at 18. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do dentistry. I want to do acting. So I dropped out of – I was going to go to NYU. And I dropped out.
I love NYU.
Yeah. I was going to do some dentistry there or learn, I guess.
Or pre-dentistry probably.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. I dropped out. And then I went to Pace University. And then I studied acting, kind of just didn't fit in. I was studying acting also with a coach outside of school. So I was like much more into that. And then I was like, you know what? This economics thing seems really interesting. And then that was like one of the best investments I ever made in terms of my mind, because economics is a very creative field because you have to be able to connect dots between things that seem very unconnectable.
Yeah.
So I'm an economics major.
So don't
that
you
now
have
puts a towel on his head and dresses up like a woman, and I'm on a podcast about beauty, and my parents paid full tuition. I did get scholarships, but they don't regret it.
Okay. Let me just tell you something. Ultimately, we call it Dr. Beauty Podcast, but it's not only about beauty.
No,
it
I know.
It doesn't have to be like.
But only beauty is also not just aesthetics.
Exactly. So it's about lifestyle. We've been trying to make sure people understand that it doesn't mean that you're only going to talk about, you know, procedures or beauty tips. Although.
Yeah.
We do like beauty tips. And do you have any male beauty tips for us?
Sweat. You got to sweat. That's what I.
To get like all muscular and beautiful.
No, not muscular, but like just. Just work out, sweat, and then. Wash your face.
That's your sweat like purges your pores.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get you. I've heard that before. I think that's
what I do. I'm not an expert.
No, I know, but I want to know your personal.
That's my personal
male beauty, like male beauty tip.
Yeah, just
sweat. That's
just it. Just work out.
Not wear sunscreen or anything.
And probably watch what you eat.
And wash your face at night, maybe.
Wash your face at
night.
And
wash what you eat.
And watch what you eat. Uh-huh. You can have carbs.
And then use a good moisturizer at nighttime and eye cream.
Yeah, you should use a really good moisturizer and eye cream, preferably without alcohol, because alcohol dries out your skin.
And you should practice sun avoidance in hats,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, you should avoid high level contact with the sun, because UV radiation is really bad for your skin.
That is so good. God, you're good at this. You're so smart. You're so
good.
It's
like I'm an actor, and if you give me lines, I can just say it to the camera.
Whatever it takes to get the message out. Yeah. Okay, so listen. So economics, though, you're still doing some stuff with that, right?
Yeah, so now another one of my sort of passions is financial literacy.
Right, I did see that.
So people like getting, like everybody, it's not even just people in business, people in business, it's just everybody should understand money. Everybody should understand and have a healthier relationship with money as they should have with their skin, with their body, with this, with that.
I literally did my morning quote about how in high school, we talk about all kinds of stuff. Like
yeah, but except
history,
for money.
History.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
talk about like dates to remember and yeah. whatever, all these things. Okay, and I'm not saying that stuff's not important. It's important to learn algebra and exercise your mind. It's important to do these things, but we don't talk about relationships.
Nope.
The real ones, not just sex education, but we're talking about loyalty, integrity.
Yeah.
We're talking about what are the things that are the most important fabric of your life, your relationship and money, because
yes.
we don't hate money. Money keeps us
yep.
sustained. But we act like it's some bad thing. We sweep it under the rug. We don't talk about it. So our kids are coming out of school. That was going to be my next rant
mm-hmm.
after the relationships one. Was that like, what's a hedge fund? What's a mutual fund? How do you keep your checkbook balanced? Yeah, some schools have a little bit about checkbook. But, you know, they really don't talk about like inflation,
yep.
about like, you know, interest, like all
yep.
these things that the kids, that is going to be such a big part of your life as you grow up, how to make a living and pay for my rent and live.
Yeah.
But we don't teach it.
You know, I've come to realize, I heard a really great entrepreneur say this, is like the education system is not purely an education system. The education system, education is a part of it, but it's like a daycare center. It's also an indoctrination
yes.
system. And all these other things, and education is a smaller part, even though the word, the branding is education. Real education is really a very small percentage of the whole game, which is sad, but it also, when you can see through the matrix, you kind of start to understand why it is the way it is.
But
so
I don't agree with it.
Yes, I don't either, but at the same time, if you have a worldview and you think it's so right, and you think it's so moralistic and great and blah, 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 wonderful, then go get the leverage to then turn it into a reality. So if I really think I'm an Oscar-winning actor, then I, not Hollywood, I have to go, again, this is where the discipline and the humility come in, have to practice the self-awareness to know where I lack, what skills I don't have, go get them, invest money into myself, or invest time, go get the leverage to then go get whatever it is that I want. Because people want to work with people with leverage.
No, it's true. But it's also true that before you get discovered, and this is my own personal quote, don't wait to be discovered. Discover
yeah,
yourself
right.
first.
It's a DIY world.
Discover yourself and be willing to put resources into yourself, or no matter how many million people discover you, you won't be discoverable because you don't even think of yourself
mm-hmm.
that way. And yes, you have to invest in yourself and you have to make things happen, and then you start wicking. It's like
yeah.
it's like starting a fire.
Yeah.
You're working so hard for so long kindling it, and then all of a sudden poof, it goes
yep.
up, and they're like, oh, just out of the blue. This guy,
yeah,
what
yeah.
an Oscar out of
you're,
the blue.
You're an overnight star.
Well, that's not true, because somehow you
nope.
did the internal
yep.
work and then also stacked the odds in your favor and also believed in yourself. So
yep.
I'm ready for you to get your Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so ready.
It's going to take some time, but yeah.
How do you know?
No,
it'll
happen
sooner than you think.
No, I know. I'm a long-term investor.
He's a long-term investor.
You know what I mean?
We're having very deep conversations. I love it because I was not expecting this at all.
I know.
I had no
what
idea
did you
what
expect?
To expect. I just think, like, when you're on TikTok, you're a persona, right? You're like a comedian. You're funny. You're making
yeah.
facial expressions. And I didn't know what to expect.
I know.
But you're a lot deeper and very
that's
and
the
intellectual
interesting,
and thoughtful.
That's the interesting part of
it's
the whole. That's
surprise.
The most interesting part for me doing stuff like this is because most people have an understanding of me from one source, which is my content.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to be like, when they say, oh, you're not like your content. And sometimes they're like, womp womp about it. And sometimes they're like, oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to sometimes disappoint people, but
no,
here
I'm
and
not
there.
Disappointed.
Or like,
not I'm pleasantly surprised.
Or pleasantly surprised
I'm not,
people.
I'm not disappointed at all. I'm just thinking how disparate, how different your
yes.
persona is from your personality. Your persona yeah, yeah. is this guy. Or maybe there's all of that
it's
in there,
It's all there.
Too.
That's how I see it. It's all just versions of myself.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't need to pigeonhole people because, like, you know, even when I do dances and silly things and whatever, but I'm also a doctor and I'm also
yes.
trained and I can take care of your skin cancer and diagnose your melanoma, but I can also do, I can twerk.
Yes.
And I can be silly and totally irreverent and goofy.
Yeah.
It's just our nature or our survival or whatever it is has made us decide that we have to pigeonhole people. We have to box them up. The minute I see you, oh, you're like this.
That's the beauty
like
of
this.
The internet, I think, is it puts us more in the gray area than the black and white.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Thank you so much, Raul, for coming. You really got us thinking. You got us really deep in this conversation.
I hope so. Thank you.
Pleasantly surprised how amazing
it
was. And hope to have you on here again.
Oh, yeah.
You guys should follow The Real Raul Rai at The Real Raul Rai
yes,
on
YouTube.
TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And watch for him on the big screen because he's going to be...
It's happening. It's going to come.
It's happening.
It's going to come. No, seriously.
Bye, babies.